Welcome to the digital marketing revolution. This is the AI-powered marketing show, where the future of marketing is not just imagined, it's already here. Are you an entrepreneur, a digital marketer, or a tech enthusiast? Then you're in the right place. Every day, we explore the cutting-edge tools that help you manifest and monetize your expertise through the power of funnel hubs, supercharged with artificial intelligence. Unlock the secrets of turning your expertise into a digital powerhouse. From actionable insights to transformative strategies, we've got you covered. Now, let's dive into the world where AI meets marketing, where ideas meet execution, and where you meet success. Your journey to marketing mastery starts here. Here's your host, Keith Bell, bringing the future of marketing to you today.
Welcome back to the AI-powered marketing show, where we explore the intersection of artificial intelligence with cutting-edge marketing strategies. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the AI-powered marketing show. I'm Keith Bell, your host. So, the Financial Times has taken a significant step into the world of artificial intelligence with their new chatbot, AskFT. Now, this powerful tool leverages the Financial Times' vast articles from as long as they can go back. I believe it was, 10 years, 20 years. I'm not sure how long the Financial Times has been around, but they used their own database of information, their own publications information, to create a chatbot that their subscribers and users can use to ask questions about, you know, any number of topics. Now, I'm not a Financial Times subscriber, so I'm not exactly sure, you know, the depth and breadth of the information that they provide, but I'm going to assume it has something to do with investing and, you know, the financial industry. But we're starting to see these different organizations use cases for artificial intelligence, and this is the second time I've seen where a repository that has a large amount of data is now using that data to train a chatbot that is intelligent and knowledgeable about their area of expertise. And I think the future is bright. I think we will continue to see different organizations. We just saw the Reddit deal. That'll be interesting to see how that impacts the amount of data that can be scrubbed and used from Reddit to develop large language models. But the other one I think about is the GPT. I believe it's Coursera. I might be saying it wrong. But that researches the vast database of academic research type papers, probably one of the places that I spent the least amount of time in college, but imagine how things would have changed for me if I could have done research for my various projects. Like, you know, I had to take a sociology class and a criminology class and a corrections class. It would have been nice to be able to, you know, rather than go through all the rigmarole. That's a word my grandmother used to use, rigmarole, to find different articles for my various research papers. Imagine if I would have had the power to be able to use AI to do the academic research that he needed to do in a very timely and rapid fashion. And I just think it would have benefited me during my education in college. So let's talk a little bit about how this Ask Financial Times chatbot works. So as I explained, it pulls from the Financial Times archive of articles. So it's using its large database. And think about it, over the years, that they've been publishing, they've probably amassed a huge amount of data, a huge amount of financial data that and articles and stories that could be used for developing a large language model. The information is going to be reliable, okay, as compared to like a generalized chatbot that, you know, only searches, the example I use or that comes to mind for me is a GPT that's created in OpenAI's ChatGPT. That's going to have a limited database because it's going to be based on the information or knowledge that was plugged into the GPT. So that's a very generalized, I developed a GPT that will take three images of, from a man, front, top of his head, and back of his head, and it will determine their Norwood Hamilton hair loss scale. And I developed that by using research material, photographs, all pulled from academic papers. But again, if you were to ask that about Formula One racing, it's not going to be able to pull up anything intelligent. It's going to say, I don't know, or I think the one time I got the response, I don't know the answer to that. So having this information that's specific to users and subscribers to the Financial Times is going to be a huge benefit to their customer base. So the large language model they're using is Claude. I got to imagine they're using the most recent, the Opus, and I can't remember the three names, forgive me. But I got to imagine they're using the most recent large language model. So in an article I read in Verge, they talk about the example search that they did was they asked who Microsoft's artificial intelligence leadership was. And it was able to quickly pull up that the CEO was, let me see here. So they pull up Mustafa Suleiman is the current individual that's responsible for running Microsoft's AI division. So it does have current information in that respect. So it's piggybacking off Claude and the learning or the knowledge base and data that's been used to develop Claude. So another one is Ask Financial Times isn't limited to just the news. And I tested it by asking who the founders of YouTube were, and it nailed it. Their names, their dates, the whole story. Imagine the research time that is saved. You know, how quickly you can pull things up. So the Ask Financial Times is a very interesting use case for artificial intelligence. And I think we're going to continue to see these types of things. I mean, I haven't looked yet, but I got to imagine that there are, like WebMD. WebMD has probably amassed a huge, huge, huge amount of data. Now I'm going to have to check this out when I'm done here, but I got to imagine they have a huge amount of data. Or the New England Journal of Medicine, or what's the other one? The Mayo Clinic. I got to imagine that they have a huge amount of data that they're going to be able to create their own chatbots based on the data that they have. Think about how that is going to revolutionize the way that we search for information and the speed at which that information is generated. It's an exciting time, and it's a very exciting time. So for digital marketers, again, as time goes on, these various use cases, if you're in a particular market setting and you need to address a specific avatar, as these different companies develop these chatbots based on their individual data and their individual knowledge bases, it's going to make us better as digital marketers because we're going to be able to personalize our message better. We're going to be better informed about what our customer avatar needs and what their problems are and what their pain points are. So I just think it's a win-win for everyone. So again, Financial Times, they've got their Ask FT chatbot out there, and I'm not exactly sure how to access it. I'm looking here. I don't see anything in the article that talks about how it can be accessed. I got to assume it's only for their subscribers and only for, I'm not even sure. Is Financial Times a magazine? Is it a digital magazine? Is it a subscription newsletter? I'm not really sure, so I can't answer that question with any kind of authority. But again, I got to imagine that the future is very bright for AI and journalism. You know, this is a very interesting time. So the future is bright. We are going to see these types of use cases continue to develop, and I think it's going to benefit all of us in the long run. But again, don't forget, you always have to look at the ethical considerations. And at this time, I'm not really sure what the ethical considerations are yet with this type of use case. But as time goes on, I'll learn more and I'll share that with you as I get more information. So, as always, if you got value out of this podcast, please follow the podcast. I'm on Spotify and I'm on Apple Podcasts. You can follow me, leave a review. As always, head on over to the Funnelosophy YouTube channel, smash that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so you're notified every single time we put out a new video. Also announcing that very, very soon, I'm just wrapping up the initial development stages of the AI-powered newsletter, which will be a weekly publication. I'm researching the structure and everything and how I want it set up. I'm hoping to have it released by June 1st, and I continue to work on the Funnel Hub Accelerator. For those of you who don't remember what a Funnel Hub is, it is a purpose-driven website that helps take people through your value ladder, through your customer value journey, no matter where they are, beginner, intermediate, advanced, long-term customer, takes them through your process no matter where they are in the steps of their journey. And again, keep iterating, keep innovating, and keep changing the world and sharing your message. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.